Hey, it's time for a new segment we call It's called This or That, if you couldn't tell by the new jingle.
So you're saying there's a new segment,
yeah,
and it's called This or That.
According to the song.
All right,
yes.
I got you. All right.
Which one are you?
Or.
I'll go with that.
I guess I'm this.
Well, yes, you are.
Here's how it works. I'm the judge. I'm the jury. I'm, I guess, the executioner, too, if you will. We'll ask three questions. You guys will debate the answers, and I'll pick a winner.
Okay.
And the winner gets bragging rights for a week. I don't know what else you get.
I can't wait. All right.
All right, number one, Super Bowl. Of course, is this week. You might have heard about that.
I have heard that.
The Patriots and the Seahawks. Who wins and why, Brian?
Well, you're not the judge on this one. This one will be either Tom Brady or Russell Wilson.
Well, I can judge the argument.
Okay. I'll go with the Patriots. I think Tom Brady has one last chance to rise to that level of Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw. He's one of the great quarterbacks, obviously, we've ever seen, and I think this year he played at an incredibly high level. I think their defense has been very good this year against the run, and I think they've got the athletes to chase Wilson around. So I'm going to go with the Patriots and Belichick and Brady break a two-game Super Bowl slide.
Wow.
I would say you're wrong. I think the Seahawks win it because in this game, if you think about the Patriots, when they played the Giants, they played a front four twice. They could get pressure with four, and it bothered Brady a lot. It doesn't just bother Brady. It bothers quarterbacks. The Seahawks bothered Manning with it last year. In this game, if you can rush the quarterback, if you can bother the quarterback, these guys who are not very mobile, which Brady and Manning certainly fall into that, fall victim to that, as well as I don't think the Seahawks come out and play poorly two games in a row. I didn't think they played very well in the NFC Championship game. I would anticipate them getting up early, and I don't think it's going to be very close.
Brady, by the way, only has to be mobile for about 3 feet, and that's what he's done so well in his career.
Yeah, it's all Peyton needs to, and he didn't do very well. I mean, these real, real good – when you can rush four, which the Seahawks can, that gives the great ones trouble.
A lot of distractions in Patriots camp this week, too. So John is the winner of question one, Seattle.
For the moment.
For the moment, until Sunday, we'll find out the true winner. Number two.
True winner. I like that as a maybe my name from here on out. True win. Go ahead.
You gotta,
we put that in the graphic.
Now you got to change it.
All right, number two, Marone or our guest, Greg Olsen. What is the more critical hire for the Jaguars offense?
Well, I'm going to say Greg Olsen because he's the guy in charge, and he's the guy, you know, from listening to him just now, knows that Blake Bortles has to be developed, and that's the biggest priority. It's the biggest goal. It's the biggest thing that has to happen, although I will say that I don't completely disagree with the point Brian's going to make, but go.
I'll go with Marone.
Right.
Because you could have the greatest – you could put Vince Lombardi
right
as the offensive coordinator out there, and he would struggle with a line
mm-hmm.
that couldn't block to protect or to run the ball, which is something that this offensive line struggled with. Now, there's talent there,
mm-hmm.
right? You've got Luke Jokel, who a lot of people think of underachieved. They do not factor in all of the challenges he's had with his health.
Right.
So I think his job is paramount because you have the number two pick from two drafts ago that you have to stabilize. You've got a center who was a sixth-round pick that showed potential. Linder looks like a guy who could play at a Pro mm-hmm. Bowl level. And you're probably going to have either a rookie or a free agent right tackle. The offensive line was a huge problem last mm-hmm. year. Not all of it, but a huge problem on the offense. Blake's got to be on his feet, and there've got to be holes to run. I don't care who the offensive coordinator is, who invented football, right? Bring him back.
Right.
But if the line can't block.
Jeff Lagerman.
There you go. Right. But if the line can't block, Don Coryell
mm-hmm.
and the great offensive minds of all time would struggle.
More focus on this offensive line coach than any position coach in a long time around here.
Well, and he's a guy who has developed offensive lines
sure.
in New York, in New Orleans, probably did a lot of good work in Buffalo last year as well. People forget it because he left.
Sure.
But the reality of it is Doug Marone's work is going to be critical to Greg Olsen's.
And, Brian, you're back in the game. You
all
just
right.
won question number two because you can't – the quarterback can't be a quarterback without an offensive line to protect him. That makes sense. So, John, you lose on that one. Number three, Tony Boselli. We were talking about Hall of Fame voting this week. He's not in the finals. The voting is this week in Arizona for who goes into the Hall of Fame next year. We all agree that he should get in.
Right.
But will he get in at some point, Brian?
Is it some point or is it this year?
Well,
I mean, at some point.
He won't get in this year, but.
Here's my thing. He needs that passionate advocate. In many cases, it is a well-respected local beat writer or a national guy like a Peter King or a Dr. Z before him to beat the table. And I don't know if Tony has that. I don't know if he played long enough to develop that. And for a couple of years, they were really good, and he was recognized. And then they had a couple years where they weren't. So I'm not sure if he's got that guy to beat the table. You want to offer your argument, and then I'll come back on something?
I fear that you're right, because I passionately think he should be in. I think he was the best left tackle in football for 5 or 6 years, and I think that in a golden era at the position. I think if the world were right, he would be in. I think there is going to be a better chance of him getting in. The fact that Terrell Davis is getting talked about, who had a career span very similar to Tony Boselli, as you said, somebody needs to make the argument. Somebody needs to start talking to the people on the committee, and that happens when other committee members get involved, that if TD is a factor, then Tony Boselli has to be a factor. If that can happen, I think as time goes on, it could become more glaring that he's not in and more people questioning why, and that could cause some momentum in Tony's favor.
Here's my argument for why he does eventually get in, and this is my opinion only. In 1995, Leroy Selman was nominated and enshrined in the Hall of Fame for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not because I thought Leroy Selman was a Hall of Fame player, he was an excellent player, but I didn't see him as a Hall of Fame caliber player. To me, that was a nod to Tampa Bay. That was a nod that they wanted a representative from every team in the Hall of Fame. And I think that day will come in Jacksonville where they will look and say, there's not a Jaguar. Who's the best Jaguar, right? And I know that's not the way that they think. But Tony Boselli, to me, will be that guy when they say, you know, it's time to see if there's a Jaguar that belongs in here.
Big factor for Leroy Selman, Tom McCune, the old Tampa Bay columnist, the late great Tampa Bay columnist, owned the room with the speech. And a lot of people think that swayed it correctly to Leroy getting in. I will say this. You can't win if you argue both sides. So I'm going to overrule you and say I win that one.
I'll give you that.
I'm calling a draw.
You're pulling out writers from Tampa Bay on us.
No, but I made two compelling arguments, 2-1.
Yeah, they were against each other, though.
Well,
right?
True winner.
But,
let's go with that.
But
true winner.
We're talking about everybody agreeing that he belongs in.
Yes.
You're telling the executioner how to execute?
I probably cost myself.
I think I'm going to be behind.
John Osher's the winner of the first this or that.
True
about that.